What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Lee. Well, the part I can't believe is that Trump left a Biden economic advisor to calculate the jobs numbers in place. I've been worried about this for months, actually, because I knew they've been faking the jobs numbers for a very long time to prop Biden up, and it scared me what they would do when it came time to, you know, I guess fake Trump's numbers, too. And look, backing off this thing, the problem third world countries have getting investment, the problem countries like even Russia have getting investment, is that no one believes their economic numbers. I mean, Russia, you talk about a place you'd love to invest, right? I mean, natural resources out the wazoo. But nobody can trust anything that they're told about the Russian economy. Those numbers are fake. We know the Chinese numbers are fake. It's a problem with their stock valuations right now. This is why so many third world countries don't have investment. They're run like banana republics, and everybody knows the numbers are a lie. Well, that's America now. And I've been saying that for 2 years. And what they do is the Democrats, remember the Democrats, the only bright spot in their entire economic agenda, they would brag about the jobs they created and then it ended up that was fake. They had the second largest ever downward revision. Oh, did we say we created 818,000 jobs? Yeah, about that. We didn't. I mean, that's a massive revision. And once you revise it down and you go back and look at the data, we had entire quarters were effectively under Biden. We didn't create any jobs. I mean, it's stunning. It would have been a disaster at the time, but thankfully they had someone on the inside to lie for them and cook the books. And so when you look at, Lee, the two biggest ever revisions where they said we created a ton of jobs, but then oopsie, we didn't. Number one was under Obama in 2012. And another one, no, I'm sorry, it was 2009. And another one was under Joe Biden when they needed to win the election. That's a pattern. That's a pattern. And so what the stock market's learning, what in global investors are learning, when Democrats are in charge or they're in charge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics numbers, you might as well just think of America as a banana republic. You can't use the numbers. They're useless. It's embarrassing. And that's what we saw this weekend. So 258,000 jobs, Lee, and then they go, oopsie, we meant 35,000.
It seemed like to me that there needs to be some recalibration of how this is being done to begin with.
Yeah, and part of the problem is the survey.
Well, and that's the part of the problem is that they take apparently a survey of employers and then extrapolate that to what's going on nationwide. But then when the actual numbers come in, it seems like almost every month it's different, whether it's up or down. Yeah. It's always different. So why don't we just stop this survey or do a better survey with a larger sample size?
And they could have recalibrated the survey sample. That's how you get the ability to manipulate like that. Because the percentage of businesses that are surveyed that are actually responding dipped significantly during the coronavirus for some reason, and now it's about 30% of what it was. And so that's why you end up with really skewed data. But again, it's not a hard thing to fix. You could change the survey sample.
No.
They didn't. And I think it's because it gives them power to fake the jobs at will. And so they're going to need to go in and overhaul this. This happened in the UK too. They had the same exact problem, and they shut the entire system down 2 years ago because their job numbers were whack.
Well,
and we did it.
There's an idea.
Yeah, they did, and they rebuilt it and fixed it, and now it's very accurate. So you can, you can feel like in the UK, okay, these job numbers are probably real. You know, it's not like Zimbabwe or something. We're like, maybe there's a job, maybe there isn't.
That's what we've got to have in this country. We have got to have numbers that we can depend on. When you have a free market, well, when you hope to have a free market, you've got to have these specific numbers to understand where the economy is and where it's headed. And when you can't trust the government to give you the exact numbers on a regular and consistent and accurate basis, then you can't make an informed judgment.
No, you can't. I mean, people need to predict things like, okay, where are interest rates going? So how do they try to figure that out? Well, let's look at employment. I mean, that's one driver of whether the rates get lowered or raised or left the same. Well, if the job numbers are fake, investors are right to feel completely deceived in recent months, as Trump was. He was outraged. So, this person should have never been in there in the first place. And unfortunately, because the Senate won't approve nominees, the guy replacing her is another Biden economic advisor. We're not going to get anywhere. We're going to have more fake numbers.
Well, and that's why Democrats and some Republicans are going along with this, because they're, as far as the nominees are concerned, they're holding up the Trump administration from getting the MAGA rules back into place here.
Yeah, I want to hit something real quick though with these job numbers. Trump's economic numbers, assuming they're real, were fantastic a week ago. I mean, 3% growth, consumer spending up significantly, a lot of consumer confidence. These businesses should be hiring. Maybe they are. I don't know. But the number we're using now, which may or may not be real, who knows, right? I mean, really, who knows? If it came from, a Biden appointee, I don't know. I trust them about as much as I do the Soviet Politburo. But what they're claiming, we were expected to generate 110,000 jobs in July. It was only 73,000. Economist Roger Kimball did a great piece on this. He said there's actually a lot of good news in here. And this is something I want to warn people about going forward. There's going to be a lot of weird churn with jobs, the economy, because Trump is literally deconstructing the old fake economy based on debt and printing of money and rebuilding a real one where we make real stuff. And one of the things that happened was this. Where'd it go? I'm sorry. Hold on, I had the numbers right in front of me. I hate when this happens. This used to happen to Rush. I'd be like, yeah, I know what that's like.
Yes.
Okay, here it is. This is the good news. The number of jobs for native-born American workers went up by 383,000, while the number of foreign-born worker jobs went down, occupied by foreign-born workers, by 1.5 million. And that's since April. So that is a massive churn that's going to show up weirdly in the job numbers. And I was actually wondering about the job numbers, because when you have the New York Post and the New York Times agreeing 1 million illegal immigrants have self-deported who were in the workforce. And I think the number the New York Times used was 770,000, and New York Post came up with 1 million, but it's in range. That's going to have a massive distortion on the job market short term. It's going to look weird.
The other thing too, and I believe I'd heard this in another report, that some, I think it was 20 or 25% of jobs during the Biden administration were government jobs.
Yes.
There has been I believe it was a 3% reduction in the federal workforce during the Trump administration in the first 6 months. So maybe that's where some of the unemployment's coming from. So actually government is getting smaller under the Trump administration. And, maybe that has accounts for some of the downturn.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, so you're going to see all of that. And I think it was fully 7% of the federal workforce took Trump's buyout. I'm shocked it was that high. I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And so that's going to make a difference. And then government employment was down. I have it 76. Yes. Federal jobs down 77,000 for the month. So That, again, you're talking major distortion. Mm-hmm. There's huge churn. We're getting rid of government jobs. You know, we're getting rid of illegal immigrants who are leaving. Employers are not replacing them as quickly, partially because wages are going up significantly, particularly blue-collar wages. So there's a ton of stuff going on, and it's just – it's almost like you're going to really have to wait a year or two to see how this shakes out, not even a few months. But I think it's going to be better for Americans overall. And you can see there being fewer jobs. I mean, if you can pay illegal immigrants under the table, you don't have to pay taxes on them. Well, now if you have to hire a real American, stop breaking the law, you may hire one American to do the jobs of two illegals, but you're going to pay them more. And you're finally going to have an actual wage that makes sense, that's actually market. So, you know, how that shakes out, I don't know, but there's going to be even more distortion. This woman had to go. I mean, this is not acceptable. You can't miss the mark by that much. And here's the thing, Lee. I don't even believe the 73,000 figure.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Yeah. Who knows?
Maybe it's true. Yeah. I have no way to know. Maybe it's 140,000. Maybe it was 22,000. I don't know. Can't trust him. And you know what? It's not just me. It's investors the world over. It's people in Bangkok who don't care Democrat versus Republican. Yeah. They just want to invest. And you're like, what the heck?
Yeah.
America. But we'll get it straight now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's on, y'all. Now, this is a brawl. And they're telling a big lie about that brawl. You want to hear Fox News tell? It's a big lie. Oh my gosh, everybody's in on it. Yeah, the story, the lie, is that the Democrats, this is hilarious, the Democrats are blocking Trump's nominees. Now, that probably sounds a little strange to you because you're like, wait, Aren't the Republicans in charge of the Senate? How are the Democrats blocking anything? Yeah, the question Fox News and a lot of other folks aren't asking it this morning because it would lead to some very uncomfortable reporting. Why? Because the Republicans are blocking his nominees. That's why. Here's what's going on.
So Senate Democrats allegedly tried to demand a $1 billion deal to fast track President Trump's nominees before breaking for the upper chamber's August recess.
The Senate is now out of session, but lawmakers left town fuming with each other, and it's all over the president's judicial and political nominees. The White House is accusing Senate Democrats of stonewalling more than 140 people for positions within the government. The GOP claiming Senate Democrats are intentionally using parliamentary procedures to slow walk confirmations. The president posting on Sunday, Democrats led by crying Chuck Schumer are slow walking my nominees, more than 150 of them. They wanted us to pay originally $2 billion for approvals. The Dems are crazed lunatics, in all caps there. There are reports Democrats were willing to approve the president's nominees this weekend, but only in exchange for a handful of key left-leaning priorities, more money for the National Institutes of Health, as well as foreign aid programs. Trump saying no deal. Now the minority leader Chuck Schumer says it's the president who gave up on deal-making.
Donald Trump tried to pressure, threaten, cajole, name-call Democrats, but he took his ball home and got nothing. Donald Trump came.
Only because the Republicans allowed it. They can change the Senate rules of operation anytime they want, but they're not. They're not. And let me tell you what happened here, okay? Watch the dominoes fall. George W. Bush slithered out of his hole last week to trash Trump over one specific thing. What? The cuts to USAID. What was that? Well, it was a massive Democrat slush fund, and billions of dollars get funneled into NGOs. They want their money back because they need it for the midterms. That's what they do. I mean, Stacey Abrams becomes a billionaire, and I mean, it's great, right? So they want their money. Democrats want their money back. So Chuck Schumer saying, I want a $1 billion fund. I want my own $1 billion fund, basically, is what it will end up being. But what's that $1 billion fund? It's USAID. I told you that cut, Trump getting that rescissions package through that cut, that money from USAID. USAID is the dirty box of tricks of the CIA. The CIA has its own foreign policy and its globalist foreign policy. It's really the Bush uniparty foreign policy. That's why Bush screamed like a stuck pig over it. It's how they do vast amounts of evil in the world. For instance, they gave Al-Qaeda a country. Yeah, well, they funded that with $9 million from USAID. It's also a Democrat slush fund. Remember Marco Rubio explaining, hey, 90% of the money never even leaves Washington? It pays for all those mansions, and it pays for Democrat campaigns to beat Republicans, because how else are you going to have globalism? How else are you going to have open borders? How else are you going to have censorship? By the way, USAID was where all of the censorship was funded. Those programs were run out of that censored me, you, and everybody else. By the way, another thing George Bush advocated for. So he slithers out of his little snake hole last week to scream about USAID. What's going on this week? All of the sudden, his nominees are totally blocked unless he agrees to watch this. This is what is going on. He's going to have to give Chuck Schumer and the CIA, $1 billion in a global slush fund, $5 billion for the Institutes of Health. Where do you think that's going? Democrat NGOs, not international NGOs. Think about the same ones that were doing the, you know, spending $20, $30 billion a year total, moving the illegals up through the Darien Gap, paying for all their expenses. That's what that money was. Every evil thing they were doing was coming out of there, the whole globalist project. $300 million for the World Food Program, $140 million for the UN Children's Fund. That's a slush fund, too. That's how their European friends get paid, and on and on and on and on. But the big one was the $5 billion. So this is the uniparty. Trump had cut them off. That money, a lot of that money ends up back in their campaigns. They pass it from NGO to NGO until they get somewhere they can spend it. So the uniparty's last gasp, and that was why I made such a big deal about USAID getting cut their funding. that it's, again, it's a CIA slush fund. It's run out of the State Department, but it's really where a lot of the Uniparty money comes from. They steal it from you. And it really did grievous harm to them. And when I tuned in to talk radio that day, all across the country, I was outraged because I was like, people are going, oh, it's only $9 billion. What a joke. No. Are you kidding me? This is a blow to the heart of the Uniparty. It's what $9 billion was it, though? The most important. They gutted the CIA again, which has its own foreign policy, which is often at odds with Trump's, was in the last term. It operates like a small country with its own foreign policy, completely untethered to any interest in America. In fact, they hate America. So to gut that, I mean, and so you see those three things, George Bush slithering out of his hole, and then all of a sudden Democrats going, hey, we need to refund. We need money. We need to refund USAID, the slush fund, or your appointees don't move. Okay, well, wait a minute. How are the Republicans holding it up then? John Thune, in an act of abject evil against Donald Trump and Republicans everywhere, and he's supposed to be our leader in the Senate, just set in motion an automatic opening and closing of the Senate every 4 days so Trump can't do recess appointments. Why? They got a gun to his head. George W. Bush is holding it technically. John Thune is just acting on his behalf. So it is, don't kid yourself, it's not the Democrats holding up these nominees. It's the Republicans. And their demand is this. Trump gives Chuck Schumer the Uniparty funny money so they can continue undermining Trump and the country with it and censoring us from abroad. And then on top of that, Trump has to agree to send no more rescissions packages. In other words, he was going to cut hundreds of billions of dollars more so our country doesn't go broke. He has to agree to stop cutting and let us go broke. Or no more nominees approved. They're just using Chuck Schumer as the murder weapon. It's the GOP doing this. So this was coming. This is the war with Trump. And these are Bush Senate Republicans doing this. And that is what is going on. He's got a month to figure it out. And by the way, Trump's not going to tell you this. If he trashes John Thune the way I just did, because he's an evil, evil dude. If he trashes Republican leader John Thune the way I did, it's going to hurt us in the midterms, for starters. But it's just going to cause them to lock down and Trump's agenda won't get through. So he has to go along with the big pretend that it's the Democrats blocking this year. It's not. It's John Thune, Bush, and the Republicans.
Without objection.
Can I ask you to make the decision? When the Senate completes its business today and adjourn to then convene for pro forma session only?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house.
Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
So it's mighty fake out there on all sides, including Donald Trump. I've likened this to an Al-Qaeda hostage video all morning where the victim is forced to kneel and say terrible things about America. You can't see the knife at their back, but it's there. Yeah, well, that's Donald Trump over the weekend. He's the victim. And John Thune, the allegedly Republican, we're told, leader in the Senate, is the one holding the knife. It's not Chuck Schumer. Trump made big news over the weekend telling Chuck Schumer to go to hell. And look, here's the Democrats' fault here. And it's been entirely allowed by the Republicans. Donald Trump is getting no nominees through right now. It's a hostage situation. And it's been tradition that all of your nominees or most of them get through and the other party lets them through. This has been the way it's been for a long time. But an individual senator can object and hold up the process if the nominee is from his or her state. Well, that's happened some, but, you know, overall, most get through. Well, none of Trump's are getting through. And so the big pretend in Washington right now is that Democrats are doing this. And they are, but it's because Republicans are letting them. So what does the Republican leadership that has fomented this hostage situation want from Trump in return for changing Senate rules so that Trump's nominee is getting? Because think about it right now. Look, we saw this week. Part of the problem with the jobs numbers, who is putting them together? A former Biden advisor. Well, he fired her. Who do you replace her with? Well, it was the deputy director of the agency who was also a Biden economic advisor. It's not going to get any better. Our job numbers are going to be whack. And John Thune doesn't care. He's sitting up there blocking Trump's nominees. Not Chuck Schumer, John Thune, the Republican leader. So what they did is they got together with the Democrats. You want to hear their demand list? It was in Politico. The offer would trade a small tranche of Trump's nominations now for the administration unfreezing certain funding. Democrats are then offering to do another tranche later this year, but the deal would be off if the administration, so Trump, transmits another request to the Senate to claw back more funding. Now, they know he's got a dozen more rescission bills. He was going to cut hundreds of billions of dollars. This was the DOGE cuts. He couldn't get the big, beautiful bill through if the DOGE cuts were in it. He didn't have the votes. So he wants to pressure them by putting this stuff through one by one by one. And no Republican can vote against it. They'll lose their primary. Which you voted against the DOGE cuts. So they want the cutting to stop. They want to go bankrupt. Or a better way to put it is, I don't know if they want to go bankrupt as a country. They just don't care. They just want to wring every last dollar out of you and print the rest until the bankruptcy occurs for their constituents and donors. And they see that, I mean, we're talking several hundred billion dollars coming down the pike. They're all in a panic, especially the Republican leadership. But mostly they're really mad about the cuts to USAID because that was the uniparty's kitty for evil in the world, mainly the CIA's, but also the uniparty's. And that's how a lot of Democrat money moved too, through the NGOs. And it's a mess. It's how they funded all of the bad things that they did. I mean, if you look at, you know, those international groups that were paying illegal immigrants to come up here to make their trip possible, came out of USAID. Censorship programs of me and you, USAID. By the way, George W. Bush explicitly endorsed censoring conservatives. He did it the same week Obama did. All of the evil that was in that USAID funding, these Republicans did not want to vote for that. But they had to. They got to stop these bills from coming. Trump will gut the deep state and will do the DOGE cuts. So what are they doing? A hostage situation. And John Thune saying, well, you know, we're going to let the Democrats hold up your nominees. So sorry. Or you can just sign this deal with the Democrats agreeing not to send any more cuts our way. And I'm really glad that Trump did USAID first because it was the most evil money in the world. It truly was. It was CIA money that they're using to do dirty globalist things all over the world, including significantly attack our freedoms. And, you know, through censorship, like I said. I mean, they ran billions of dollars in funding for the Taliban through there. That's what's sponsoring the terror training camps. Remember Nancy Mace had to get that bill through so we don't fund the Taliban anymore? It was USAID funding the Taliban at training camps. Why do they do that? Well, we need enemies. I mean, how are their donors going to get paid? All their military contractor donors, we don't have enemies to fight. We need enemies. This is the evil stuff they do. You know, the poppy fields, we modernized their the irrigation system. Again, $200 million ran through USAID. What did they use the poppy money for? Oh, to attack U.S. troops. USAID. Most evil fund on earth. They all love it, though. They run their slush funds through it. So they want that back. And so what Schumer said is give us $1 billion of it back. He originally wanted to. So they could slush fund it and go right back to what they were doing. So this is an existential battle right now between Trump and the deep state and these uniparty Republicans, all of whom came in under Bush. This is George W. Bush fighting Donald Trump with the last bastion he has of control. And it's in the Senate because these guys have all been here for 20, 30 years. They were all recruited. Think Tim Scott, Lindsey Graham. They were all recruited when you could either take the Bush money or they'd defeat you with it. And you had to promise open borders, uniparty evil, all that stuff. Donald Trump has taken control of the levers of the Republican Party almost entirely from George Bush, the only place they have left to make their last stands in the Senate. And this is a threat. I mean, this is a big deal. Listen to what they want. They're pretending this came from the Democrats, okay? They're saying, well, we had to cut this deal with the Democrats. No, you don't. Change the rules of the Senate. Change them. Oh, we can't get 51 votes. So sorry. Wait, you're saying you can't get 51 votes among Republicans? Yeah, bummer. We'll have to let the Democrats do what we want. They want, I'm sorry, do the Democrats control the Senate? No, the Republicans do. That's what's so disingenuous about the story. Fox has been running it all morning long, pretending the Democrats are doing this. They're not. I mean, they are, but it's just Republicans using the Democrats as a murder weapon for Trump's agenda. So listen to this. The offer from the Democrats and the Republicans would trade a small tranche of nominations for Trump now for the administration unfreezing certain funds. Democrats are then offering to do another tranche later this year, but the deal would be off if the administration transmits another request to the Senate to claw back more funding. He doesn't want to go broke. That understanding would need to be formally locked in on the Senate floor, which would require it to be blessed by all senators. So Trump has to agree on a vote to stop him from cutting the DOGE cuts. This is not the Democrats. This is the Republicans. It's pure evil. So, folks, and I know some of you are going to text me, but Trump said it's the Democrats. He's not blaming Thune. He can't. He can't get in a fight with John Thune. John Thune will chop block the rest of his administration. He's not going to have anything else go through the Senate. He can't. He's got to pretend it's the Democrats, too. Think Al-Qaeda hostage video. The guy's behind you with a knife. You've got to say what he wants you to say. And the guy holding the knife is not Chuck Schumer. It's John Thune. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, why is your signal messed up now so that we either cannot or just barely get the station in Georgia? We are still working on our towers. I am really surprised, like really sorry about it and kind of surprises. Just how it's just been such a mess. And we had one of them go out. We're having to use the backup tower. It's not as good. We're gonna get it fixed, I promise. It's a great time, by the way, to check out our stream. 989WORD.com, 989WORD.com. And you can either download the Odyssey app. That works great. You can stream us live there. If you don't want to do that, you can just go again, 989WORD.com. And then right there in the right-hand corner, just click it and stream right there. And I am so sorry. It'll come in nice and clear. We will get this taken care of. Texter writes, Tara Nancy Mace just announced her run live from Charleston. I'm really glad she's getting into this race. I am. You know why? It was going to be boring. No matter how, whoever wins, it's going to be interesting now. She is kind of wild. And so, yeah, this is going to absolutely spice up the race. She is not afraid to shoot arrows. So We'll see. She's going to be on the show tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Texter writes, so which is more important, doing away with the deep state or the nominees going through? I don't think Trump can negotiate with terrorists. And that's what these guys in the Senate are. And I'm not talking about the Democrats. I'm talking about the Republican leadership. I don't think he can do this. He cannot give them $1 billion slush fund. Texter writes, Trump needs to go big, fire every Biden holdover, block all legislation and spending bills and everything Congress wants. Trump can play that game, but he doesn't want to. And I agree with that, by the way. John Thune would love to have a big slugfest with Trump in public so he can justify holding up his agenda, which is what he really wants to do. Texter writes, and this is exactly it. The Uniparty cannot allow the judicial bench to become conservatives. No, they can't. They'll all end up in prison. And folks, you want to hear what betrayal sounds like? You want to hear who's really responsible for blocking Trump's nominees right now? They're just sitting there. It's John Thune. It's not Chuck Schumer. Not Chuck Schumer. Here's John Thune, and he's gaveling the Senate out of session. But he's doing it with this. It's a pro forma process where the Senate is gaveled back in automatically every 4 days and then gaveled back out of session. What does that do? That prevents Trump from pocket appointing his nominee. So he could take this list of people, 150 of them, kick the Biden people out, put all 150 in for 150 days while he waits for John Thune to get off his butt and do something about the Democrats. In other words, we could have these people in place. John Thune wants to make sure Trump can't do that. John Thune is a Republican, we're told, leader. He is the leader in the Senate. Now listen to him do this. He is doing this specifically so Trump can't nominate anybody and the Biden holdovers still run the government.
Without objection.
Can I ask unanimous consent that when the Senate completes its business today, it adjourn to then convene for pro forma session only with no business being conducted on the following dates and times, Tuesday, August 5th at 1, Friday, August 8th at 1:05, Tuesday, August 12th at 8 a.m., Friday, August 15th at 10:15 a.m., Tuesday, August 19th at 10 a.m., Friday, August 22nd at 9 a.m., Tuesday, August 26th.
That's John Thune right there. Allegedly Republican, but I don't believe it. So he is literally setting in motion a plan to block Trump from recess appointing these people so that he can keep the power, keep the upper hand, get Chuck Schumer the money, which is really the money that funds the Uniparty. And all while they lie to you and tell you it's the Democrats doing this. No, this is them moving to block Trump's agenda. He's just won too much. It's driving them crazy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.